previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The ABSA Purchasing Managers Index has hit its highest level since February 2022. A statement from ABSA says the gauge rose to 68.1 points from 57.6 a month earlier. Now, this is a measure that reflects business expectations about 6 months down the road, but it's too early to have considered the new cabinet. Rather, it's based on optimism about lower interest rates in Europe, maybe America, and an increase in demand. Locally, the key factor is the stronger rand and a drop in petrol and diesel prices. We'll see what the index has to say about the new government of national unity in a month or so from now. On the broader markets, reaction to the new cabinet's been mixed. As trading began yesterday morning, the rand breached 18 to the dollar, touching 17.95. However, as the day wore on, it fell back and is now down 1.7% on this time yesterday morning, 18.39 to the dollar, which has firmed back to 107 against the euro. But the rand euro is also down 1.5%, 19.74. Rand sterling down 1.4%, 23.24. It's likely, I think, that the deadlock between the ANC and the DA in Gauteng is the cause. There are some very deep divisions and enmities being exposed up there. JSE also ended mixed, with the All-Share Index up 0.2%, the top 40 down slightly more than that. In London, the FTSE ended flat, while in New York, the Dow was up 0.1%, the S&P 500 up 0.25%, the Nasdaq hitting a new record high up 0.8%. Tokyo this morning, flat, Hong Kong up 0.6%, Sydney down 0.6%. Gold at 2,326, platinum 979, Bitcoin just over 63,000, and Brent crude oil up again to just under $87 a barrel. And finally, airline group Air France KLM has flagged a hit to profits from tourists avoiding the Paris Olympics. The group says a significant number of would-be visitors have avoided booking trips to Paris during the Games. The company adds that Parisians themselves seem to be postponing their holidays until after the Games or making alternative plans. The Games run from the end of this month through the first 2 weeks of August, the very highest of high season for the French, who normally run for the beaches in the south or elsewhere. And despite the profit warning, French tourism officials are forecasting that as many as 15 million visitors will hit the French capital during the period. Paris is overcrowded at the best of times, so that's the kind of number that tells me, stay at home at all costs, watch it all on TV.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.